Okay, I'm feeling like I'm trapped in a closet and a serial killer's trying to break in. I'm hiding from the my wife who's vacuuming right now and thought that, what could I... Ooh, hey, it got quiet. Excellent. You know, what could I do with this time while I'm hiding? Well, so one of the things I would like to do is to ask folks that enjoy my Twitter feed to please consider donating to the Walk for Autism that my wife and I and family are participating in on May 1st. My son is 6 years old. He's autistic, and we are trying to raise autism awareness as well as raise funding for the Autism Resource Center of Central Massachusetts, which, you know, has just done so much for our family as well as many other families in the area by providing programs like camp for 500 children, swimming lessons for autistic kids, Christmas and Halloween events, discount family photography. I mean, just in many, many ways, not necessarily, you know, earth-shattering ways, but most definitely ways that, families can appreciate every day. And they do an enormous amount with the little funding they have. So I'm just asking if you can find it in yourself to give to a really good cause, please donate to our Walk for Autism Awareness on May 1st. Our website for the walk is is.gd/feetforfinn. That's FEET, the number 4, FINN. My son's name is Finn, so we call the team Feet for Finn because we do a walk for him, and we thought that would be kind of a cute name. But I know there are, I don't know how many now, about 14,000 people that listen or follow my Twitter feeds and my tweets, and I'm just asking all those good tweeps out there that read my political ramblings every day to please consider donating even a dollar, if that's all you have to, or all you want to donate to our walk. It is greatly appreciated. That website I gave to you is a shortened link that'll take you to our donation page for the walk, and I just want to take the opportunity to thank you and thank all the others that have already donated. We greatly appreciate it, as does every other family in this area and around Massachusetts that has children or adults living with them with autism. So thank you very much.